Mammogram. Mammography. A mammogram is an X-ray test of the breasts used to screen for breast problems, such as a lump, and to see whether a lump is a fluid-filled pocket called a cyst or is a solid mass. A mammogram is done to help screen for or detect breast cancer. Many small tumors can be seen on a mammogram before they can be felt by a woman or her doctor. Cancer is most easily treated and cured when it is discovered in an early stage. Mammograms do not prevent breast cancer or reduce a woman's risk of developing cancer. However, regular mammograms can reduce a woman's risk of dying from breast cancer by detecting cancer when it is most easily treated. Experts have different recommendations for how often you should have a mammogram. For women older than 50, regular mammograms every 1 to 2 years are recommended. For women between the ages of 40 and 50, the benefits of mammograms are not as clear. Talk with your doctor to determine when to start and how often to have a mammogram. Some organizations recommend mammograms every 1 to 2 years, while others recommend mammograms every year. Most organizations recommend that women have their first mammogram at age 40. Your doctor may recommend testing more often if you have risk factors for breast cancer. Any woman with a personal or a family history of breast cancer is advised to have yearly mammograms. A mammogram that appears to detect cancer, when in fact cancer is not present, is called a false positive result. This can occur at any age, but it is more likely to occur in younger women. About 5 to 10% of screening mammograms will require more testing. This may include another mammogram of specific breast tissue, or another test, such as an ultrasound or biopsy. Most of these tests will show that no cancer is present. Why it is done? A mammogram is done for 3 reasons. It can screen for breast cancer in women without symptoms. It can detect breast cancer in women with symptoms. Symptoms of breast cancer may include a lump or thickening in the breast, nipple discharge, or dimpling of the skin on one area of the breast. And a mammogram can locate an area of suspicious breast tissue to remove for examination under a microscope called a biopsy when an abnormality is found. How to prepare. If you have previously had a mammogram done at another clinic, have the results sent or bring them with you to your examination. It is important to tell your doctor if you are or might be pregnant. A mammogram is an X-ray test with exposure to low-dose radiation, and it is not done for routine screening during pregnancy. Tell your doctor if you are breastfeeding. A mammogram may not provide clear results in breasts that contain milk. Also tell your doctor if you have breast implants. Breast implants require a modified mammogram method. Tell your doctor if you have previously had a breast biopsy. Knowing the location of scar tissue will help the radiologist read your mammogram accurately. On the day of your mammogram, do not use any deodorant, perfume, powders, or ointments on your breasts. The residue left on your skin by these substances may interfere with the X-rays. If you are still having menstrual periods, you may want to have your mammogram done within 2 weeks after your menstrual period ends. The procedure will be more comfortable, especially if your breasts get tender before your period starts. Results. Mammogram results usually are available within 10 days. It is not uncommon to be asked to return for another test, so an additional view of an area in question can be obtained. In the United States, facilities that perform mammograms send the results directly to your doctor's office and must send you a copy of the test results, written in language that is easily understood, within 30 days. A normal result means the breast tissue looks normal. No unusual growths, lumps, or other types of abnormal tissue are seen. The glands that produce milk for breastfeeding and the tubes or ducts through which milk flows appear normal. An abnormal result may mean that you have growths or lumps that may be tumors. Tumors are either benign, which means they are not cancer, or malignant, which means they are cancer. Or you may have fluid-filled pockets called cysts. An abnormal result may also mean that the tests found bits of calcium called calcifications. Tiny calcifications often occur in areas where cells are growing very rapidly, such as in a cancerous tumor. Larger calcifications are usually normal and non-cancerous in women over the age of 50. Or your results may show that the doctor needs more information and that a specific area needs to be looked at again. This is a very common result for many women and does not mean that the area is abnormal or cancerous. Most abnormalities found during a mammogram are not breast cancer, but many women who have regular screening mammograms need additional tests to investigate any abnormalities found during a mammogram. If any area of your breast tissue appears to be a concern during a mammogram, other tests may be done.